Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers, text 42. So in the Sanskrit, sometimes words run together. So the first three words in the first line are Konvatra, Tekila, Guru, Bhagavan, Prayasa, Uttarane, Asya, Bhavasambhava, Lopahetaho, Mudeshu, Vai, Mahat, Anugraha, Artabando, Kim, Tena, Te, Priyajanan, Anusevatam, Naha. Konvatra te kila guru bhagavan prayaso. Uttaranesya bhava sambhava lopaheto. Mudeshu vai mahodanagraha anugraha artabando. Kim tena te priyajanan anusevanam naha. Konvatra te kila guru bhagavan prayasa. Uttaranesya bhava sambhava lopahetaho. Mudeshu vai mahadanugraha artabando. Kim tena te priyajanan anusevatam naha. Konvatra te kila guru bhagavan prayasa. Uttaranesya bhava sambhava lopahetaho. Mudeshu vai mahadanugraha artabando. Kim tena te priyajanan anusevatam naha. Konvatra te kila guru bhagavan prayasa. Uttaranesya bhava sambhava lopaheto. Mudeshu vai mahadanugraha artabando. Kim tena te priyajanan anusevatam naha. Konvatra te kila guru bhagavan prayasa. Uttaranesya bhava sambhava lopaheto. Budeshvai Mahadanugraha Artabando. Kim tena te priyajana nanusevanam naha. Konvatra te kilagaro bhagavan prayasa. Taranesya bhava sambhava lopaheto. Udeshavai Mahadanugraha Artabandho. Kim tena te priyajana nanusevatamna. Vaishnavis. Vatrate kilagaro bhagavan prayasa. Uttarane se bhava sambhava lopahetaho. Mudhesha vai mahadanugraha artabandho. Kim tena te priyajana nanusevatamna. Kon vatra te kila garo bhagavan prayasa. Uttaranesya bhava sambhava lopaheto. Mudeshvai mahadanugraha artabandho. Kim tena te priyajana nanusevatamna. Kaha. What is that? Nu. Indeed. Atra. In this matter. Te. Of your lordship. Akila guru. O supreme spiritual master. Of the entire creation. Bhagavan, O Supreme Lord, O Personality of Godhead, Prayasaha, Endeavor, Uttarane, for the deliverance of these fallen souls, Asya, of this, Bhavasambhava, of creation and maintenance, lopa, and of annihilation, hetaho, of the cause, mudeshu, under the foolish persons, rotting in this material world, vai, indeed, mahat anugraha, compassion by the Supreme. Artabandho, O friend of the suffering living entities. Kim, what is the difficulty? Tena, with that. Te, of your lordship. Priyajanan, the dear persons. Devotees, anusevatam, of those always engaged in serving, naha, like us, who are so engaged. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you, who manage the affairs of the universe, in delivering the fallen souls engaged in your devotional service? You are the friend of all suffering humanity, and for great personalities it is necessary to to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causeless mercy to persons like us who engage in your service. Please repeat, O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you who manage the affairs of the universe in delivering the fallen souls engaged in your devotional service? You are the friend of all suffering humanity. And for great personalities, it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causeless mercy to persons like us who engage in your service. Purport. Hear the words Priyajanan Anasevatam Na indicate that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very favorable to devotees who act according to the instructions of his own pure devotee. In other words, one must become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. If one wants to become the servant of the Lord directly, that is not as fruitful as engaging in the service of the Lord's servant. This is the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who shows us the way to become Gopi Bhartar Padakamalayor Das Das Anadas. One should not be proud of becoming directly the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, one must seek a pure devotee, a servant of the Lord, and engage oneself in the service of such a servant. The more one becomes the servant of the servant, the more one becomes perfect in devotional service. This is also the injunction of Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidahu. One can understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the parampara system. In this regard, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandara Charanasevi Bhakti Sanivas, quote, let me serve the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord, and let me live with the devotees, end quote. Janame Janame Hoy Eabilas. Following Narottam Das Thakur, one should aspire to be a servant of the Lord's servant, life after life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings, Tumita Thakura, Tomora Kukura, Balaya Janaha More. Quote, O my Lord, O Vaishnava, please consider me your dog. End quote. One must become the dog of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee, for a pure devotee can deliver Krishna without difficulty. Krishna se tumar, Krishna dite par. Krishna is the property of his pure devotee. And if we take shelter of a pure devotee, he can deliver Krishna very easily. Prahlad wants to engage in the service of a devotee, and therefore he prays to Lord Krishna. Quote, my dear Lord, kindly give me the shelter of your very dear devotee so that I may engage in his service and you may then be pleased, end quote. Madbhakta Pujadika, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.21. The Lord says, quote, engaging in the service of my devotee is better than trying to engage in my devotional service, end quote. Another significant point in this verse is that by devotional service, Prahlad Maharaj does not want to benefit alone. Rather, he prays to the Lord that all of the fallen souls in this material world may, by the grace of the Lord, engage in the service of his servant and thus be delivered. The grace of the Lord is not at all difficult for the Lord to bestow, and thus Prahlad Maharaj wants to save the whole world by spreading Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in the first line of the translation, Prahlad Maharaj says, O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you who manage the affairs of the universe in delivering the fallen souls engaged in your service? So, you know, there are some interesting points there. The first one being that the Lord is managing the affairs of the universe. The universe actually has a purpose. You know, according to you know, modern science, it's just something that happened by chance. You know, they think that in the beginning there was some impersonal sea of energy that was generating what they call virtual particles from what they call the quantum mechanical vacuum. Like if you can imagine it, like if you have some fizzy drink, like a 7-Up, you know, lots of little bubbles are coming up. But if you could imagine that one of those bubbles started expanding and getting bigger and bigger and more complicated and more complicated, that's, you know, what they think the origin of the universe is. And, of course, these are not new ideas. They're just the modern manifestation of an atheistic mentality that, you know, has always been present. There have always been two types of souls, conditioned souls in the universe, those who are suras, godly, and asuras, ungodly. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the atheistic mentality, asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahur anishvaram. You know, there's no God in control of the universe. Everything is happening by chance interactions of matter. So that is one idea, you know, that's present here, that this universe is not just a chance manifestation of matter. It was manifested by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for a specific purpose to give a place for the conditioned souls to act out their materialistic desires and also to give a chance to those conditioned souls to return home back to Godhead if they so desire. And for that purpose, Krishna comes to the material worlds that he has created. He said, and it's mentioned here, original spiritual master of the entire world. In the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the account of how the conditioned soul leaves the spiritual world and comes to this world. There's an allegory. It's called the City of Nine Gates. And in the allegory, you know, there's a king who leaves his home city and he begins wandering all over the world until he sees another city and he comes into it. But even though he's left his original home, he's accompanied by his Avigeta Saka, his unknown friend. And it's revealed in the course of that allegory that this king he represents the jiva, the conditioned soul, who comes to this material world searching for sense gratification. And even though the soul leaves Krishna to come to this material world, Krishna doesn't leave the soul. Krishna comes as his unknown friend, the super soul. So, you know, the super soul is in the hearts of all living things, and the super soul is giving guidance. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmitir gyanam opohanam cha. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, the super soul is there in the hearts of all, giving memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And Krishna is carefully monitoring each soul. And if they want to continue to forget him and become more and more deeply involved in material existence, he gives them the intelligence to do that. He causes them to forget him and to always remember the process of material sense gratification. But if a soul manifests the slightest desire to return back home, back to Godhead, then Krishna, as the super soul within the heart, gives that soul the intelligence to start on the path back home, back to Godhead. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya explains this, that the Lord is situated within the hearts of all as the original spiritual master, or Chaitya Guru. Yeah, that's the technical form for it. So Krishna is the original spiritual master of everyone within the heart. And for those who are inclined to return to his devotional service, he appears externally as the instructing and initiating spiritual master to give further guidance. So for the devotees, the Lord is giving direction from inside as the Chaitya Guru, and outside, from outside, as the Vartma Pradarshika Guru, the person who first shows us the path of devotional service, the Shiksha Guru, or gurus, the instruction-giving guru, or gurus who give us practical instruction how to carry out devotional service, and the initiating spiritual master who formalizes the connection with the disciplic succession. So, Srila Prabhupada, you know, several places in his teachings says that the devotee who is practicing devotional service is receiving instruction from within and also externally. And yeah, we can think, well, you know, how does this work? For the pure devotee, they can reliably pure devotees can reliably receive instructions from within. For us in our stage, we can also receive inspiration from within. Krishna can give us intelligence, but we have to confirm it with the external sources, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. We can get guidance in that way. And in particular, in this verse, it's being very much stressed that one has to become the servant of the servant of the servant, you know, the external manifestation of Krishna and his guru function. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Tesham sadada yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upriyanti te. You know, for those who are sincerely rendering devotional service unto me, I give them intelligence how to approach me. So, you know, we can see things. We can see how that operates. You know, we may be given, if we are initiated, we may receive some instruction from spiritual master to perform some service. But still it requires some intelligence and inspiration exactly how to carry out, that service. Like Srila Prabhupada asks his disciples to distribute books. So, If devotees take up that order, then Krishna gives them the intelligence, where to do it, how to do it. And in that way, Krishna is guiding from outside in the form of spiritual master, and from within as the Chaitya Guru or Super Soul within the heart. And another point that's mentioned in this verse and purport is that Krishna is the friend of all suffering humanity. You are the friend of all suffering humanity. So, we would all like to have a friend. And what do we expect of an ideal friend? We expect, well, my friend will understand me as I really am. And my friend will be sympathetic to me and care about me. And ideally, a friend should also be able to actually do something to help me. And generally, people are very much disappointed in their friends in the material world, their so-called friends. Because they often find, well, my friend really doesn't, the person I thought was my friend really doesn't understand me very well. But Krishna, he's situated in the hearts of everyone as the Super Soul. He understands us very well, not just in this life, but for our many many lives we may have spent in this world, in this material world, Krishna understands the hearts of everyone completely, perhaps even better than we understand ourselves. And another problem with our friends is that sometimes we detect, well, my friend really isn't that interested in me. My friend has some selfish motive that comes out. And the person I thought was my friend, when it comes down to it, is selfish. But Krishna is not like that. He really is the well-wishing friend of all souls. He really does care about them. Even though, and the proof of it is, even though we've forgotten Krishna, desire to forget him, leave his service, Krishna remained with us and was always waiting for any opportunity he could get to help us, you know, return to him. And then sometimes even we might find a friend that appears to understand us and is actually sympathetic to us, but then the friend can't do anything, doesn't have the resources to offer us any assistance. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's possessed of all energy, so he can act. But he won't do anything that is not ultimately in our best interest. Because we may be thinking, okay, Krishna is my friend. He's all-powerful. He understands what I want. So why isn't he giving what I want? Of course, sometimes he does. But sometimes Krishna may not give us something that we want, even though he is our friend, but especially because he is our friend in the ultimate sense, is that he wants to give us what is ultimately going to be beneficial for us. So, Prahlad Maharaj says in this verse, "You are the friend of all suffering humanity, and for great personalities it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish." So Krishna does that, and he does it by giving people the opportunity to serve his servant. You know, he sends his servants. Sometimes he comes himself. Other times he's sending his servants to give people the opportunity to perform devotional service. So I'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh. Okay, one question. It was the time limit, but just one short question.
Yeah, it's on now. Okay. Prahlad Maharaj is praying for the relief of suffering humanity. But Prahlad Maharaj is like, he's the son of Hiranyakasipu, and, you know, at least from the previous chapters, well, Hiranyakasipu's dealings are with, you know, demigods and kind of higher level type of beings. Are we to understand that Prahlad Maharaj is an ordinary human being and he's praying for the relief of humanity, meaning like people here on earth as we know it, or is he praying for relief for all the conditioned souls in the universe? Because in the previous chapter, all these different, you know, the Vijadharas and the Charanas and the Siddhas and everybody were coming and offering prayers to Lord Nisringadev. Is he praying for the relief of all the conditioned souls? And is we understand the word humanity in that sense? And if he is, why is he bothering? Because elsewhere we get information that it's only human beings that are able to take advantage, you know, engage in devotional service and get out of the... So why would he... What's the way to understand all that? Was the question coherent?
In his purport, what Srila Prabhupada seems to be emphasizing humanity as, in his purports, Srila Prabhupada seems to be concentrating on humanity as we know it. And this is also, it's occurring as part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which was composed by Srila Vyasadeva in the form that we have it for humanity in Kali Yuga, you know, on this planet. So it seems that our attention is being directed towards humanity here. Now I've seen statements that on the higher planets there are expanded versions of, you know, our scriptures like Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam, but we're on this planet, so we can take it that he's speaking to us. I would say, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.